Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome in to another weekend at Kingdom Builders Radio. Thank you so much for tapping in with me. Hopefully you guys have had a phenomenal, phenomenal week. For those of you who are just now tuning in, for the first time, I want to say welcome and thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast today. Regardless of where you are, regardless of where you need to be, I'm thankful for all of you guys. All right, real quick, we're going to tune in our online audience. So give me a second. I'm going to welcome them in. Thank you so much. Welcome members, global partners, covenant partners, donors from all over the world. Welcome to Kingdom Builders Global Ministries. Another weekend. Another weekend. Another opportunity. And so for those of you who are on the radio, who are listening in by way of Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you are listening to this, I want to say welcome. Those of you who are from Africa, from the United States, I want to say welcome, man. We are blessed and highly favored, and we are excited to share the good news of the kingdom today. Before we get started, I want to bring your attention to this book called Kingdom Rulership. This is a book I wrote last year, at the end of last year, and I went on tour at the beginning of this year to really highlight the 12 lessons my father taught me and left with me. And so if you do not have a copy of that, I want to encourage you guys to text us the word book to 702-518-5820. If you do not have a copy, please text the word book. We actually have 4 copies left, okay? And we will send it over via ebook, okay? So you will get that copy, not a physical copy, but you'll get it via ebook, okay? Digital copy to your email, okay? So if you do not have a copy, text the word book to 702-518-5820. You can also comment on our social media platforms with the word book at Kingdom Builders Global Ministries. You can also email us the word book at dreamworldwidecenter@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to give of any kind, any type of gift, monetary gift, you can do it via Cash App, money sign, Dream Worldwide HQ. Okay, so I'd like to get that out the way before we get started. Those of you who are tuning in for the first time, you know that we are very practical, right? And we give you the good news. We give you the good news of the gospel. We give you the good news and the gospel of Yeshua. And we believe that the Most High is doing something phenomenal within you. We approach the word of God in a holistic manner. So we talk about a lot of different topics here at Kingdom Builders Global Fellowship. We talk about a lot of different topics relating to the man, relating to the woman, relating to the leadership of who we are and what God is trying to do through us. We believe that God wants you to have big dreams. We believe he wants you to be in good health. We believe he wants you to be prosperous. That's what we do believe here at Kingdom Builders Global Fellowship. For those of you who are new as well, but I'm going to let you know that this ministry was founded by my father, the late Apostle Timothy V. Shockley Sr., right? Years and years and years ago, my father laid the groundwork for what we have today, and we are doing the best we can to preserve the life and legacy and to move on with the vision that was left with us, okay? So I hope you guys enjoy, hope you guys' ears and eyes and mind is open to receive something different, right? We want you to receive something different today. We want to download something within you, right? And we believe that the Most High is going to speak through me to you so that you can have what you need to be inspired to your highest level of success in God. Let me just say this real quick. I'm going to start it off. Typically, I pray before, but I'm going to pray at the end. But I want to start it off with the scripture from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. 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 It's not mama that makes you sick. It's not daddy that makes you sick. It's not your auntie, your uncle. It's not your siblings. It's not your business. It's not your job. It's not the community you live in. It's not the politicians. It's not the white man, the black man, the brown man. It's not the teacher. It says a hope deferred makes the heart sick. Hope is not what you see. The Apostle Paul said that if you can see it, it's not hope. If you can see it, it's not hope. But hope, true hope, is in what you don't see. I don't know who I'm talking to right now. But true hope is in what you don't see. Hope deferred. Hope deferred is in the heart. Where's the heart of man, Tim? It's definitely not here. See, this is your physical heart. This is your spiritual heart. This is the crown of glory. Right here. From the crown of your head down to the soul. This is the crown and glory of man. Your heart is here. But there is a direct correlation with your physical heart. But we're not going to get into that today. So hope deferred makes the heart sick. In other words, you become hopeless. It was Tupac who said, a man without a dream is a man without hope. A man without hope will eventually revolt back to things of old. But it says a hope fulfilled is a tree of life. A hope fulfilled is a tree of life. So I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I want you guys to keep dreaming. I want you guys to keep believing. I want you guys to keep changing the pictures in your mind so you can do and see something different. It's time. Now is your time. I don't know what you wait. No, I don't know who deter you from destiny. I don't know who talked bad about your dreams. I don't know who downplayed your skill sets. I don't know. But I'm begging you and encouraging you guys to dream again. To dream again. You will find it that your faith will follow. Woo. Your faith will follow. Now faith is the substance of what we hope for. I told you, you can't see hope. Of what we hope for, of what we dream for. But the evidence of things not seen. Dr. King said taking a step of faith is like walking up the staircase, even not seeing all the stairs. You just have faith that it's another step, that it's another step. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by who? God. So I just wanted to get that out of the way before we get started with this idea of health, right? So for the next several weeks, join me. We just came out of, I spent the last couple of weeks on grief, going from grief to growth, right? So I've been talking about grief. I was a little transparent with my with my journey with losing my father and all that stuff. And so hopefully that brought a little bit of healing and comfort to you guys. But we're going to get to the next step and talk about health. We're going to talk about health because I think a part of grieving, a lot of it has to do with your health. Right. So I'm going to ask you just a weird question, but how healthy are you? I'm talking about physical health. I'm not talking about emotional health. I'm not talking about spiritual health. I'm talking about your physical body health. How healthy are you? How healthy are you? Do you have healthy habits? Meaning, do you eat fruits and vegetables? Do you drink water? Do you exercise? Yeah, I'm going to deal with a topic that the preacher don't like to talk about. That you're not going to hear on a Sunday morning. I'm talking about a topic you ain't going to hear in a Bible study. No. Here at Kingdom Builders Global Fellowship, we talk about everything relating to humanity. Because the Bible, I believe the Bible is a Bible of health and vitality and longevity. And I believe the Most High's will is for you to be in good health. How healthy are you? Do you have healthy habits? Do you get enough sleep at night? Do you drink enough water? Do you eat fruits and vegetables? How healthy are you? So that's going to be the title, not only of today's message, but that's the title of this series I'm getting in. How healthy are you? I want to ask you a question. How healthy are you? How healthy are you? I'm going to be in the book of Sirach, okay? For those of you who are traditionalists or you come from a different denomination other than the Messianic Hebraic faith, the book of Sirach is a book in the Old Testament. It's found in the Sefer Bible, Septuagint Bible, or the Apocrypha. But you can just do a Google search or go, actually, you can go to your Bible app and you can find this book. Look up the Septuagint or the King James with the Apocrypha, and you'll find the book of Sirach. Okay. Chapter 30, verse 14. Chapter 30, verse 14. How healthy are you? How healthy are you? It is better to be poor, but strong and healthy, than to be rich, but in poor health. It is better to be poor. This is a clear statement by the writer. This is a bold statement by the writer. He said, it is better to be poor. Now, who wants to be poor? Now, who wants to be poor? Nobody wants to be poor. I don't find no joy in poverty. But the statement here says that it's better to be poor and be strong and in good health than to be rich. Than to be rich and not have your health. I don't know who I'm talking to, man, but it's better to be poor and be in good health than to be rich and be ill. So my next question is this: what is true wealth? Is it your health, or is it the riches and the material things? According to here, your true health is your wealth, because it's better to be poor and be strong. If you're poor and you're strong and you're healthy, you are rich. You are wealthy. If you're rich and you're weak and you're ill, you're poor. That goes against the narrative of society. This is a kingdom perspective. This is a kingdom ideology. It's better to be poor, but strong and healthy, than to be rich and in poor health. A sound, healthy body. Not only a sound, healthy body, but a cheerful attitude are more valuable than gold and jewels. Ooh. What's the point, Tim? The emphasis. The point is the emphasis on health. The emphasis on attitude. The mentality behind who you are becoming. I talk a lot about mastering the mind, disciplining yourself. I talked about three ways how to master and discipline the mind: prayer, meditation, and fasting. Right? Those all affect the body. Those all affect the body. The writer in Proverbs who said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he shall become. That affects your body. Right? The emphasis is health. Your health is your true wealth. So my question to you again is, how healthy are you? Do you have energy? Do you have sustainable energy? Is your metabolism working? Do you have fresh ideas? Is your imagination running wild? How healthy are you? Because a healthy body is going to ensure that you have healthy thoughts. Just recently, I went on a 7-day fast, nothing but fruits and a little bit of vegetables, but mainly fruits. Juicy. And let me tell you something. That was the most productive week that I've had this year. That was the most productive week that I've had this year. Woo, let me tell you something. I went to a whole nother level in my spiritual journey. I went to a whole nother level in my consciousness. I'm telling you, boy, some of the greatest ideas and strategies things came to me during that 7 days. As a matter of fact, miracles, all kind of stuff happened in them 7 days. The best 7 days of my year, just off of fruits. So it moved me to a different position. I'm like, you know what? Huh? Society has taught us, oh, the fruits have too much sugar and this and that. But when I come through research and through revelation, I found out that true healing come from fruits. We're frugivores. Our stomachs and our anatomy and our biology and our digestive systems is made for fruits. That goes against the narrative of the secular culture. But we have to understand again, like I said it before, this is a kingdom culture. And in the kingdom, things work differently. They may sometimes work backwards. Yeah, your wealth, woo, get that money, go get the bag, boom, 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 boom. But you ill. You got ill thoughts. Excuse me. You got ill energy. You just ill. You sick. You negative. I don't care how much money you got. You can have it. If that's what it is, I don't even want it. I want my health. I want to be strong. I want to be vibrant. I want to have energy, sustainable. I want to have longevity. I want to be able to enjoy my friends and my family. I want health, baby. And I figure if I can get the health right, I can get the bag. If I get my health right, if I get my body right, I can get the bag. Because ideas will begin to flow. Strategies, method. Now I'm cool with people. I'm nice to people. I'm not holding a grudge. Not because the Bible says that not only to have good health, but have a cheerful attitude. See, some of you guys are mad and mean because you're ill. You're depressed because you're sick. You got nutrient deficiencies. You got hormonal imbalances. You're not in a state of homeostasis. You're not balanced. Why? Because you have fed your temple junk and dead things that does not give you profitability. You have fed your body things that are not alive, which causes a lot of sicknesses and diseases. Nothing can make you richer or give you greater happiness than these two things. The writer says that there's nothing that can give you greater happiness than these two things, to be healthy and to be happy. Meaning to be healthy and to be happy. To be healthy and happy. Have a cheerful attitude. People say, well, happiness, where's happiness in the Bible? It's right here. Cheerful attitude. Be happy. Be joyful. These are the two riches right here. Nothing can make you richer than these two things. So my question again, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world, my question again is, how healthy are you? How healthy are you? Sickness is not cool. And sadly, a lot of the sickness and diseases that we experience, it's mainly in the Western world, they're self-inflicted. Not all of them, but a lot of them are self-inflicted. And then other diseases and sicknesses because we just have a sinful and wicked world to where things happen. Things exist. You have a lot of impurities in the air. You have a lot of impurities, you know, everywhere. You have a lot of different things that would, I mean, you have, you know, birth defects. You have all these different things because we live in a crooked world, a crooked society. And Adam and Eve, we fail. We fail. And so there's a lot of imperfection. But nevertheless, we can't control those things. We can't control the things we can't control. But what we can control is what we put into our mouth. What we can control is our eye gates and what we see. What we can control is our thoughts and what we think. See, I'm not talking about the things we can't control. I'm talking about the things we can control. And you're responsible for feeding yourself. Nothing can make you richer or give you greater happiness than these two things. It would be better. The writer goes into more emphasis. I mean, they dive deep into this. It would be better to be dead, asleep forever, than to live in the misery of chronic illness. My question, I know I'm redundant, I'm repetitive, but repetition is persuasion. I'm trying to persuade you guys that your health is important. So I ask you again, how healthy are you? How healthy are you? As a naturopathic and advanced muscle specialist, been in the health and wellness industry, fitness industry for over 15 years. I've helped a lot of people all across the world, and I've dealt with clients with a lot of different issues, and I've been able to revive a lot of my people through some of the strategies and therapies that we offer. And it's sad that I have to convince people that water, fruits, and vegetables is good for you. I have to convince people that exercise is essential. And when I'm actively in the process of helping clients and different people, I don't even really think about it, right? Because I love what I do, right? But the more I begin to think about it, I'm like, hold up. Why do I have to fight with people to convince them that their health is important? And this is going to lead me to the next weekend's teaching. Why do I have to convince people that your health is important? And it led me to a word that I'm going to talk about next week in terms of your health. And it's called purpose. It's called purpose. It's called purpose, which leads me to the few things I want to leave with you. And we'll talk about that next week. But I want to leave you with a couple things that you can do and must do in order to start this journey of health and happiness. The number one thing you must do. The first thing you must do. The first thing I am suggesting and recommending to you guys is to practice what you call gratitude. Gratitude is just simply, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my children. I'm thankful for my wife. I'm thankful for my business. I'm thankful for my church, my mom, my sister, my brother. I'm thankful for all the opportunities and blessings that the Most High has bestowed on me. And every morning, I just say, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for giving me another opportunity. To neglect your health. Let me say this. To neglect your health is irresponsible. God, I thank you for my health. Because to neglect your health is irresponsible. God, I thank you for my health. I thank you for vitality. I thank you for the energy you've already given me. To do your will today, to do your work today, to be a great representation of who you are. Thankfulness, gratitude. Gratitude in itself will give you energy. Gratitude in itself will produce healing. Gratitude in itself will put you in a place of euphoria. When I begin to think of the goodness of the Most High and all that he's done for me, I can't do nothing but say thank you. Gratitude, number one, is gratitude. Gratitude. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Number one. Every single morning, the first thing you say, I thank you that you allowed me to put my feet on this floor, that you allowed me to wash my face, you allowed me to fix that coffee. Thank you. Number one is gratitude. Number two, make it. These are things you can do today, right now. The second thing you must do is drink you 8 ounces of water upon waking up. Baptize yourself in the water every morning. 8 ounces of water. After, in the middle, God, I thank you. I thank you. 8 ounces of water, preferably spring water. If you ain't got spring water, just do some tap water. get in the habit. And as you progress, you can get some spring water. Get in the habit. Gratitude. Water. Gratitude. Water. Gratitude. Water. The third thing I want you to do is I want you to write down. Write down your gratitude. Write down your gratitude. Don't write it. Just write a sentence or two. Get in the habit of writing. When you write, it becomes law. Write, 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 write. Number one, gratitude. Number two, H2O. Number three, write. Number three, write. Number three, write. Number three, write. Number four, spend 7 minutes working out. Go on a 7 minute walk. Set you a timer and do some push-ups for not 7 minutes straight, but just do put 10 here, 5 here, 3 here until that 7 minute timer run out. Go for a 7 minute walk. Walk on a treadmill for 7 minutes. Do some boxing for 7 minutes. Do some squats for not 7 minutes straight, but you know, just stop. Just when the timer go off, boom, you're done. 7 minutes. See, a lot of you guys are not healthy because you don't have healthy habits. And I would train my people. I say, hey, you don't have to. We're not talking about what you got to stay away from because that doesn't work. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't. That's a negative. We need reinforcement. Right. In order to clear a negative, we must deposit something. In order to clear a negative, we must deposit something. Tim, what are we depositing? We're depositing healthy habits. And soon enough, subconsciously, you won't even be doing those things anymore. You won't even be craving soda. You won't even be not even do the 7 minute workout would be a sin to you. So I don't want to talk about the negative. There's no benefit in talking about the negative. I want to deposit something. We want to create a positive. We want to create reinforcement. You don't get reinforced by looking at a bill. Nah, you get reinforced by looking at a check. You know what I'm saying? My kids don't get reinforced by no. They want something. They get reinforced by affirmations. You the best. You do it well. You did it well. You are phenomenal. You're gonna be successful. And that makes you not want to do the things of old. Believe it or not, see, we focus on the negative part of health. No. Let's focus on the positive part, because it's through the positive aspect of health that you're not even going to want to do going to bad and old behaviors. I ask you again, how healthy are you? Number one, gratitude. God, I thank you. Number two, 8 ounces of water. Number three, write a sentence down. Stemming from your gratitude, what are you thankful for? Number four, move your body for 7 minutes. 7 minutes a day. It's not going to hurt you. 7 minutes. Whether you're walking outside on a treadmill, boxing, resistance bands, push-ups, squats, just get in the habit. You change your habits, you change your health. And so next week, man, we're going to be talking about purpose. But I want you guys to invite somebody, man. Tune in. This is going to be good. The world needs this message. This is what preachers and teachers ain't teaching you on Sunday morning in Bible studies. They're not teaching you this in school, right? We're going to give it to you. We're going to teach you what they're not taught. We're going to teach you what's not taught in schools or in church. We're going to give it to you holistically. Because we believe the Most High cares. And His will is for you to be in great health. Okay, so number one, gratitude. Number two, 8 ounces of water. Number three, write it down. Number four, get a 7 minute, move your body for 7 minutes a day. 7 minutes, and then you can increase it as you get better. But we'll talk about all that. But next week, we're going to talk about purpose, right? Purpose is important to your health. So, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. We thank you for these are your people. We thank you for all the many blessings you've bestowed on us. We thank you in advance for all that will be manifested through your people. We thank you for resources. We thank you for the abundance of all that you've bestowed on us. We thank you for being citizens of a prosperous kingdom. We thank you for our health and our strength. You've given us another opportunity. You've given us the discipline. You've given us the mindset. We thank you for acting in response to what you've already blessed us with. I pray for those who right now who are struggling within their body, struggling within their existence. Show them the way. Guide their steps. At the end, your purpose will prevail for their lives. And we thank you that healing has come to the body. From the crown of their heads down to their souls. We thank you for healing. We eradicate sickness. We eradicate pain. We eradicate disease. That has no place in the kingdom. Ain't no sickness in the kingdom. Ain't no disease in the kingdom. Ain't no depression in the kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in their bodies as it is in heaven. And we thank you. We have that right because we've been resurrected with Christ. And we now sit in heavenly places with him, your son, Yeshua HaMashiach. And we thank you for the Ruach HaKodesh that lives within us, that gives us counsel and comfort and brings us to truth. We thank you for your people. We thank you in abundance. We thank you in abundance. May your favor permeate their lives. May your blessings be bestowed. We thank you. We thank you. Cover them. These are your people. These are your servants. These are your citizens. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. Amen. Man, may the Most High be with you guys, man. May his blessings continue to be bestowed on you. May the peace of Yahweh rule your heart. And may his favor be upon you. So like and share. Share this message. If you feel like this message has moved you or brought clarity to your life, I want you guys to sow a seed. I want you guys to sow a seed of any kind, and you can do it via Cash App, DreamWorldwideHQ. It's right at the top. And so your monetary gift will be a blessing to us. If you need prayer, text the word prayer to 702-518-5020. Also, we got 4 more copies of the book left. If you need a copy, in honor of my father, text the word book to 702-518-5020 or comment with the word book. Okay. So Kingdom Builders Global Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. May the peace of God be with you.